Party at extension 1. One other party is in this conference.
I guess my wipe is down.
There are two other parties in this conference.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
I think I'll hang up and call it. Could be true.
One other party is in this conference.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Froggy Knees, Fantastic Fantasy.
There are two other parties in this conference.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Froggy Knees, Fantastic Fantasy. Mediatrix, 1100. 2500 set.
JWH here as well.
Oh, JWH is there as well. JWH, your audio sounds excellent.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, too.
Oh, really? Okay. That's good. Yeah, I don't know. Gofu sounded like that.
I noticed that, yes. I'm hoping that I don't sound like that.
No, you don't. Perfectly smooth.
Good.
I hear your scanner in the background.
I can turn the volume down.
No, I'm just saying that is the level of detail to which I can...
That's like a pin dropping, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's it. I can almost understand what dispatch is doing.
I've also got the conference there. I mean, the non-radio, so I'm going to shut that off, too, so it doesn't interfere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I had the volume way down.
Yeah, that can definitely cause some confusion.
So you're back in the USA.
That's right, yes.
Just for a short time or for indefinite? Or?
Well, I've got to do some paperwork, which involves the visa process. So that's, I have to change my visa status.
Ah.
So, and you can't do that there.
Right.
Yeah.
You have to go home and reapply, yeah.
Right, and then, which totally makes sense. I mean, you can't, if you're on a particular visa and it's a limited duration, I got an extension at one point, but then it was no, you can't get it further extended. You're going to have to go, if you're serious about this, you go back home and you apply for a different visa. So that's what I have to do.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. That's all. And plus, it was getting a little hot, temperature-wise.
Over there in Japan, you mean?
Of course, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I wonder, you know, are you kind of settling in over there? Or making your
Well, yeah, that's, I mean, ultimately what it would have to be.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. And probably like a part-time situation too, though. I'm thinking I'm more of a winter person anyway.
So you'd be like bi-continental?
It's not that hard of a commute, actually.
How long is the flight?
It's about 9 hours, or it can sometimes be shorter than 9 hours, but typically 9 hours is what you're looking at.
Can you sleep most of it?
I can't sleep. But I can watch a lot of movies.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Yeah. No, I think it's okay. To strike a blow for gender equality, I am announcing Dagara is a coin. Oh, okay. Publius has a new cryptocurrency. Publius, you should just call into the conference bridge. I'm sorry I didn't check into the net. I didn't have anything set up right now. I did start getting FT8 going though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. 17 meters has been opening up. Actually,
they're all starting to light up. So
yeah.
I'm starting to think about, I need to get me one of those, what do they call them? Those screwdriver antennas to put
right
on my tree.
Yeah. The one that I'm using is Comet UHV-6, the UHV-6 and the UHV-4. And it's just, it's a vertical antenna, but it has tunable elements with loading coils. And you can configure it multi-band. So right now I have my configuration, believe it or not, is 6 meter, 10 meter, and 20. But the thing is that, and I just realized this when I saw the opening on 17, I can use my auto-tuner on 15, and then if I switch to 17 meters, I get 1 to 1.5 SWR.
Okay.
That's a match. Which, yes, it is totally doable. And my maximum power, I figured out my maximum power is 60 watts. Because I can't go above that, otherwise I'm just losing, based on standing wave ratio.
Yeah.
But 60 watts on 17 meters, and I was hitting the Caribbean and South America. I tried to made a contact in Spain, but they didn't hear me. And if that would have happened, I was like, this little antenna is pretty awesome. So I highly recommend... for you, if you want to, it's like a screwdriver in a way.
What did you call it?
Comet UHV, and then they make a -4 and they make a -6.
So that's Uniform Hotel Victor?
Yes, Uniform Hotel Victor. And the numeric designation is just for the number of, loading coils, elements,
right,
that you put on it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm really not sure how the antenna works, because my 10-meter and my 6-meter elements are vertically polarized, but my 20-meter element is horizontally polarized. So, but I don't know what I'm using on 17. if it's like a combination of the... I'm guessing a combination of the antenna configuration.
There are three other parties in this conference.
Hello and welcome.
Hi, this is Guofu.
Oh, hello, Guofu.
Is this JWH?
JWH and SMJ are here. We're just talking ham radio.
Okay, nice. Go Echo Link and... I'm alone in Laura and stuff, I'm guessing.
We were talking about antennas, and I don't know if JWH does FT8 yet. Do you do any FT8?
No, not yet.
Maybe you ought to do that, because it
well,
just...
yeah.
Yeah, you should. It's
amazing.
Everybody
should.
It's amazing. How far, you're able to make contacts. And I'm thinking in your location, you know, central U.S., you'll probably do quite well.
Yeah.
And I haven't hit all the countries in South America, but I did get, over the past couple of years, I've gotten, let's see, of course, Brazil, Mexico, Chile.
Open VoIP,
but I haven't
929-1269.
And I've been trying to get a station in Ecuador. But last summer, before I went to Japan, there was a brief opening, and I made a contact in... I made all of these South Pacific, or I should just say Pacific Islands, New Caledonia and Fiji.
Mm-hmm.
It was really interesting. It was like a brief opening in the 20-meter band.
Okay.
Yeah, it just, 45 minutes of magic, and then it was all gone. And it was like, okay, 20 meters is closing. But have you seen pskreporter.info?
It sounds familiar. Is that like one of those whisper sort of things? Is that a reverse beacon?
Well, it's a beacon reporter thing. It's a Digimode automatic propagation reporter.
Uh-huh.
And so I've got FT8 running in the background right now. I'm doing CQs. I can't give you a URL of what I'm seeing. unfortunately. You got to punch in the details of what station you're listening to. Sporadic-y on 6 meters. But right now, it's like the beacon. Some of them are, you know, just normal people doing PSK. And then some of them are just people listening and reporting. And so right now, ZL3AAD in New Zealand can hear me. And I'm only doing 48 watts. There's a guy in Finland, OH5C. Oh, I've tried to make contact with that guy for a while. OH5C. Here's KP4P, which I think is in...
Puerto Rico?
It might be Puerto Rico. Oh, it is. Yes, you're right. Very good.
Yeah, Island, maybe?
He's in San Juan. You're right, Puerto Rico. So that's who can hear me right now. And then the nice thing about it, too, is you can say, well, I only want to hear who's heard me in the last 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so that it really gives you a good view. You know, even the stations that are just listening and reporting, it gives you a good view of how the band's doing.
Right.
So I posted the link in comm to PSK Reporter.
Yeah, I think I've heard of that before. I know I've heard of other sites that do kind of a similar thing where they just kind of, they sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? Mine the
aggregate
band?
Yeah.
For call signs.
Okay.
And then post them on a website. So, and, you know, and along with the frequency so that you can see where your signal is being picked up like that. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a program called Grid Tracker, which mm-hmm. also works with that as well. And basically what you do is as you're using like the FT8 WJ, I always forget the J, blah, 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 the name of this program that I'm running for FT8. But as you run that, all the stations that you hear, you report those back to the server. And
uh-huh,
then and then they say, oh, well, okay, W0TTY is in CN87, grid square CN87, and they can hear all of these stations. So that goes into the database. And then so that it lights up grid tracker as far as propagation is going. And it's actually, it's amazing to see what propagation is happening because, the age-old adage that the bands are dead, it's because everybody's listening. Right? Call CQ. Yeah, call CQ. So, but yeah, I'm surprised. You'd probably love FT8. It's because it's just a very short exchange and very easy. But
yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yep, for sure.
Over
what was that, John?
Packets over HF.
Yes, it's basically very short. The thing that makes FT8 magical is that it's based on time. So you have these intervals, and you can either be even or odd
929,
on 15 seconds.
1269.
So there's basically every 15 seconds you alternate between sending and receiving. It's a very fixed QSO style. It's almost contesting style, or in fact, it is very much contesting style. So it's basically when a station calls CQ, you answer them with your grid square. That's the data you send them. Then they send you a signal report. You send a receive signal report to them, and then you do your 73 and go back to CQ. So it's very, very robotic, but it's all timed. So as long as everybody has their, and not all the stations use time standards, which I've noticed, but it's very important that you do. If you use a time standard, then you can get very accurate QSOs going.
So is there the possibility of actually having a conversation, though, or is it strictly just this wham-bam, thank you, ma'am, QSO?
It depends on what you're doing. You can do it like PSK, where you have some minimal conversation, but because
right.
you only have that 15 seconds, a lot of people just send very terse messages, and they look for very specific messages. However, however, you can put in there some custom messages, you know, if you want to be, you know, extra nice.
Cool.
Yeah. And sometimes for contesting, for special events or contests or something like that, the messages will change, and especially if you're looking for credit for your contacts. So,
right.
Yeah. But it's so minimal as far as the equipment you need and the power you need. You know, like me with this basically a mobile antenna.
Right.
You know, and I'm hitting Europe and South America and Pacific and things like that. I mean,
the kind of thing people used to do with Morse code all the time, but you know, my ears and my Morse code are not really up to that anymore.
Yeah, the other thing too is I think it's much narrower bandwidth than Morse code as well.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, it's very narrow. So that's the other thing too is that even when you're listening, monitoring to, you know, in the hash and just listening, sometimes it surprises you how many stations will get decoded, because you're like, I thought I only heard one
time
in there, and there's just like there's five stations.
You're averaging over time as well, so it kind of builds up. The longer you listen, the more the signal comes out of the noise.
Yeah. Ooh, let's see. It looks like someone around Aruba, near Aruba, is hearing me 1 minute ago. PJ2SM, that sounds like a Brazilian call sign. Yeah. Well, if you get set up sooner than later, then I'll try to make contact with you for sure.
Well, I wouldn't hold my breath. It would take a while for me to get something set up. I need to order an antenna and install it on the trailer somehow, and then
Are you allowed to have a mast and things like that for your trailer?
Well, it's unclear. You know, I've lived here so long, I have outlived several managements.
Okay.
And a new management just took over in the last half a year. So they have not come around and inspected my setup and said, hey, you've got too many antennas. You need to get rid of those yet. So,
I see. Oh, do you already have a ton of antennas on your trailer?
Yeah, I have a porcupine of a house, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, they wouldn't notice another one going up.
well, most of the ones I have now are the kinds of things you would have on the roof of a car. You know,
okay.
Thank you for listening to Open VoIP. Now you can be the DJ with SDF Open Mic. Get on the mic. Get on the mic.
Yo,
check it. Get on that mic. You are the DJ.
Ice casting on and on radio.net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
Ice casting on and on radio.net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
Uh-oh, what's that?
Yo, check it out! I'm on wave 34!
Wait, no way. Just yesterday you were terrible at this game.
I've been listening to Froggy's Fantastic Fantasy on AnonRadio.net.
Tune in to Froggy Me's